أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. In the previous ayats, the beginning of the last ruku of Surah Ali Imran, Allah Ta'ala explained that His creation of the heavens and the earth, and Allah Ta'ala calls upon man to look at it and ponder and realize the great Qudrat, the great power of Allah Ta'ala. All this Allah has created primarily to recognize Allah Ta'ala. There are benefits of it also for mankind, but that is secondary. That is not the most important. The most important is to recognize Allah Ta'ala. Like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam looked at the stars, the moon and the sun, and from there he deduced that these things are not worthy of worship, as people in those days used to worship them. It's only Allah who is worthy of worship. This is the greatest benefit of the creation of Allah, and man of full intelligence, this is what they benefit from. People whose intelligence is very curbed, very less, they take out dunya's benefit from there. And as the example was given, various people go and see the palace of the king, that what amenities, what facilities he has there. And they see that and appreciate. In that, crooks also go, and they look how they can plan to go and steal from there. Where are the weak points, how they can get in. So like that of the creation of Allah, they are the crooks of this dunya who take the benefit of dunya from there. How we can benefit from dunya, and in their eyes is only dunya's benefit. And the true people, they see the great Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. So having witnessed that and having that full talent, intelligence, whom Allah Ta'ala calls Ulul Albab, the people of intelligence, these are those people who come to this conclusion, Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila. Kehte hai, ey Rabb hamare, tu ne ye abad nahi banaya. You haven't created all this in vain. That it's there and that we don't recognize you. And Allah has made the creation of the heavens and the earth by which man can recognize Allah Ta'ala. Man himself, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Don't you see in yourself, and you'll see the Qudrat and the existence, the oneness and the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ. If you look at the earth around you, you will see Allah Ta'ala. أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. If you look at the camel, how we have created it, you will recognize the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. The benefits of all these things also you will get. وَفِي الْأَنْعَامِ عِبْرَةً لَكُمْ. And in animals, the bee, the ant, there are great, great lessons to learn. Where you take benefit of the meat of animals, the milk of the cows, etc. Those are all dunya's benefits and which are secondary. But the main is to recognize Allah. Al-ishtighal bil-mun'im afdalu min al-ishtighal bil-ni'mah. To get involved with the giver of the ni'mat is far superior than being involved in enjoying the ni'mat. To understand who is the giver and to recognize him. So these people, when they see all this, they realize the existence of Allah. They realize the Qudrat of Allah, the knowledge of Allah, the power of Allah. And they realize with all the changing of the heavens and the earth, night and day, etc., that this world was not in existence one time. It was created by Allah Ta'ala. It's not going to remain in existence forever. Allah will destroy it one day. So all these things they realize, that this world is extremely temporary. The real life is the life of the Akhirah. And they realize that we are not here to live it up in dunya, but we are here to prepare for Akhirah. They realize that what we have is not to amass it for dunya's sake, which we are going to leave behind. But they realize it is for us to send it for us for the Akhirah, where it will be with us forever and ever. And of course, these are the Ulul Albab, the people of intelligence. And who we call clever people are the most stupid people who make lot of money and leave it behind in this dunya. And they use that money for small benefits, the comforts of this dunya, enjoyment of this dunya. They waste their money in there. And they don't use it to prepare for the akhirat, for the eternal akhirat. And this is not that we do both things. We live it up here also, and we are preparing for akhirat. Wise people are those who send everything for the akhirat, where it will be forever and ever. Subhanaka faqina azab an-nar. Two paak hai. And from all this they realize that Allah, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in every aspect, He is pure from any and every blemish, from any weakness. He hasn't created the heavens and the earth like toys for children, that there is no benefit in it. He hasn't all this great system of Allah, which scientists feel they are very clever, and they take out energy from the sun, and they take out benefits of the sea, weeds, and everything of this world. But all this was not for the matter, for the purpose of this dunya. That was all secondary. The main purpose was to recognize Allah, His Qudrat, to get engaged with Allah, to busy oneself with Allah, the zikr of Allah, the dua with Allah Ta'ala. That was the purpose. So they say, Subhanaka, you haven't created all this in vain. And, O Allah, we beg of you. From here we realize also the real life is of the Akhirah, where there is Jannat and there is Jahannam also. And the Jahannam and the fire of Jahannam and the Azab of Jahannam, we cannot tolerate it for a split second also. We can't even imagine and think of it. Faqina Azab an-Nar. So humko bacha dozakh ke azab se. So Allah, please save us from the fire of Jahannam. That is, they realize that with every cent we will spend it to gain your that you save us from Jahannam. Every moment we will spend it so that you can save us from the fire of Jahannam. That the fire of Jahannam, for 1 second also, we cannot tolerate it. Yeah, in this world, one drop of poison of a snake or of a crocodile, and the biting of a crocodile, where can we tolerate it for 1 second? We can't even see a crocodile. It puts so much fear into us. We can't see a snake also. And if those have to be with us all the time in the qabr, if they have to be with us in Jahannam forever, what will be our condition? So the true people of intelligence, all the time they are begging Allah, save us from your punishment. Save us from the fire of Jahannam. Save us from all the azab which is in Jahannam. That is what is a true person, a true intelligent person. Not one who is making and amassing money and wealth in this dunya. One who is holidaying and just wasting his time, gallivanting, going to place for with no purpose in mind. If he's going for rest, the best rest is at home, where a person has made all amenities for his comfort and his rest. So that is not the work of intelligent people. It is the work of the most stupid people and the biggest idiots, who waste their time, who waste their money, everything in the pursuits of this dunya. Those who have some intelligence, they are worried of the fire of Jahannam all the time. And in every aspect all the time, that is their concern. May Allah bring the reality and what we have been called here, to see the creation of Allah and thereby realize our purpose of coming in this world. And also where we are going to and how we have to prepare for it. That is when we will benefit from the things of this dunya. And if we just take out benefits of dunya and we don't see nothing of akhirat, not the recognition of Allah, then we are in a complete wrong direction. May Allah guide us all to righteousness, and that we spend our short little time of dunya for the preparation of the eternal, everlasting life of akhirat. Wa akhiru da'wana.